today's topical class. And the theme that was given to me was association with devotees, or serving the devotees. So I was thinking, Rasamandala Prabhu said so much. He said, one moment's association with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Si Hoi. So that was his conclusion. One moment of association can bring all perfection, any perfection. So, of course, naturally I was thinking what to do now. He talked about nice topic. He went through different Shastri, found different Shastri reference, and so on. So I was thinking what to do. Which aspect should I focus on? Should I look at Vaishnavas, for example? Vaishnavas in society, in Vedic India. How devotees were treated. I was thinking, maybe. Because we see it in the past, Brahmins and Vaishnava Brahmins, they were very nicely accepted by the rulers. For example, Krishna went washing the feet of Sudama Brahmana. Actually, they were classmates. And later on, Sudama Brahmana came to see Krishna and he washed his feet. We have an original painting here in Rajadesh. And Narada Muni came to Krishna again. Krishna received him as superior to himself. There's an amazing story of King Kulashekhar also. Perhaps just mention briefly. The ministers of King Kulashekhar accused Vaishnavas of stealing the pearl necklace, which was very dear to King Kulashekhar because that was Thakurji's pearl necklace of his deity. Every morning he was worshipping his deity, and he felt special flavor, special rasa when he was putting the pearl necklace on the deity's neck. So the minister says Vaishnava stole this pearl necklace. And King Kulashekhar, how he responded? He said, if that is true, then I'm willing to put my hand into a clay pot. And in this clay pot will be poisonous snake. And if I'll be bitten by a snake, I will die. And this means, okay, Vaishnava has stolen the pearl necklace. And if I survive, this means that Vaishnavas are innocent. And he put the hand, can you imagine, like not a joke, you have a living cobra. If you see real cobras, they are very angry creatures. They go like, they're not like intoxicated or half dead cobras that we see sometimes by snake charmers. No. So these are half-dead cobras, actually. They're not real cobras. They don't have any venom inside. They remove their fangs, and that, in short time, kills the snake. So that is their trick. But these were real poisonous snake, and King Kulashekhar put the hand into the clay pot. So I was thinking that might be a topic. Or perhaps what else was there? There are so many things. I don't want to go into all of them. So eventually I decided to focus on the appreciation of devotees. Appreciation of devotees is very important. I will explain a little bit why. Hopefully that will... the point of this class is to... increase the awareness of how important devotee appreciation is, appreciation of devotees. Because appreciation is like, I'll deal with it as a value. Because appreciation is value. Because service might be a skill. You know, in modern education we see different knowledge, skill, value. Value is the deepest. So service itself might be a skill. Someone is very skillful to serve spiritual master. But to really appreciate, that is deep. Okay, so for a start, I would like to sing a very nice poem by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's appreciating Vaishnava. He's requesting for Vaishnava's association, and he's praying to have Vaishnava bestow the mercy upon him. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur. Where's the Mridanga player? Is supposed to play Mridanga, not distribute papers.
Vaishnava Thakura Noyara Sagara Edasi Karuna Kori. Neya parachaya sorohya maya tomara charana dori. Deya padachaya chorohe amaya tomara charana dori. Chaya Begadomi Chaya Desha Shodhi Chaya Guna Deho Dase. Chaya Begadomi Chaya Dosha Shodhi Chaya Guna Deho Dase. Chaya Satsanga Lehe Amare Bose Chi Sangira Se Chaya satsanga lehe amare bose chi sanghira ashe. Pekakiya mara nahi paya bala Hari nama sankirtane Kaki amara nahi paya bala Hari nama sankirtane Tome kripa kore rarabindo deha deha krishna namagane Tome kripa kare shraddha bindo deha deha krishna nama dhane Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite para, tomara shakti ache. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par, tomara shakti ache. Amita Kanga Krishna Krishna Bali Daita Vapachi Pachi Amita Kanga Krishna Krishna Bali Saita Vapachi Pachi
Okay, so. I thought perhaps we would analyze a little bit the translation, see what happens. O venerable Vaishnava, O ocean of mercy, be merciful unto your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is drowning in an ocean of humility. Like Narottam Das Thakur, when he writes, Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, Say more sampada, say more bhajana, pujana. He's praying to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And he's saying different things. The lotus feet of Rupa Goswami are very sweet. They are the focus for my meditation. The goal of my bhajan, bhajana pujana, and they're worshipped by me. They're also my japa. Narottam Das Thakur in this way submits to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. What is so special about lotus feet of a Vaishnava? Prahlad Maharaj advises. He says, Nesham mati stava turu kramangrim sprishatya narta pagamoya darta vahiya shampadara jo vishekam ishkinchana nam navrinita yavat. He says that only, of course, Prahlad Maharaj in this case is preaching. So, what kind of audience he have? He is not, giving a regular Bhagavatam class with devotees. He's there amongst only one who is like the only devotee in the assembly so far. We don't underestimate the power of Prahlad Maharaj's ability to convert people. So. He speaks this verse to a very, perhaps atheistic, demoniac, cruel people who want to run away from Krishna. They do not accept God. They actually want to find him and kill him and remove him, as if they could do that. So Prahlad Maharaj says, the only hope, although there is no hope for such people, there is hope. So there is no hope, there is hope. Prahlad Maharaj gives hope. He says, you have to smear the dust of the lotus feet of Vaishnava all over your body. That is the only way to become Krishna conscious. Because without Krishna consciousness, you cannot be happy. Okay, where is it? Unless they smear upon their bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, completely freed from material contamination. Mahiyasham means of the great souls. And nishkinchananam navrinitayatvat. Nishkinchananam means completely free. This means devotee who is a first-class self-realized devotee. Like Prahlad Maharaj himself. He's speaking this verse, but he is like the example of such a devotee. Mm. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he points out also. There is one important thing he mentions. He establishes that three things are very important, or very not very important, but very important because they're very powerful. They purify very quickly. These are, one is two out of three connected to the lotus feet. Does anyone remember what are the three very potent things? They all come from a Vaishnava that are very quickly purifying. One is, okay, yeah. Yes. Exactly. Yes. While we're talking about appreciation of devotees, I thought that perhaps I would tell a story from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Kalidas, because he really was appreciating devotees' association in this way. Like, he's showing, he was paying respects to devotees. And Kalidas, what was his special mood? What was his special mood? Kalidas, they say that Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he practically tasted Mahaprasad of every devotee in Bengal. Kalidas was living in the time of Lord Chaitanya, and he was very enthusiastic to taste Mahaprasad from devotees. If they wouldn't allow him, he would steal it. So he's very eager. And that increased his reputation because, you know, Mahaprasadam from devotees, you know, you have to really be humble, basically. You have to really express your... This expression of humility and appreciation. In Vedic times, you wouldn't just eat after someone, you know, like Vedic ideal. You know, to eat after someone is not very considered to be a very clean act, you know. But to eat to eat something that Vaishnava touched, that is completely different. Like the stool is generally dirty, but if you have cow's stool, then it's very pure. Cow's stool they can even eat, or cow urine, people eat. So similarly, to take remnants of devotee that's very very pure and very powerful. So Kalidas was doing that, and there was one Vaishnava Kalidas visited one day, and he brought him mangoes. He came to his house. His name was Jadu Thakur, and he offered him mangoes. First pay obeisances to him and his wife. Then he glorified him. And Jadu Thakur said, "Don't glorify me. I'm not very exalted personality, as you're saying." Jadu Thakur was, of course, great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He chanted many holy names every day. And then what did Kalidas do after he left? Oh yeah, first Jadu Thakur said, "You know, I am very fallen. I'm a very fallen person." And Kalidas replied, he had Shastra ready for the occasion. So he quoted several verses which would glorify Jadu Thakur. Because Jadu Thakur said, "I am a lowly birth, I'm not even a Brahmin, I'm poor, this and that." And then Jadu Thakur, amongst other verses which are related, which are in the same context, he said, "Aho avatosho pacho togriyan, yajivakrivartate namatubhyam, tapustava stejuha vukshashnurarya, brahmanchur nama grinanti yeti." Even if a person is born in a lowly family, like of dog eaters, or is very low class, according to material calculations. If such a person chants the holy name, then such a person is to be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities, he has studied all the Vedas, he has performed all the great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas, and he has already taken his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage. It is he who is actually the Aryan, first-class person. So the birth or previous habits are not at all important in case of a devotee who is chanting the holy name. So he said, you're chanting the holy names, you will not trick me. You are worthy of my worship. Of course, the case was that Kalidas could not get any Mahaprasad. So he decided to trick, he decided to try to give it, attempt to get the Mahaprasad from Jadu Thakur. So he hid outside the house in the forest, and he was waiting. And when Jadu Thakur, or his wife, whoever it was, brought the remnants of mangoes, the skin and the bananas, and threw it away where usually they were throwing waste, Kalidas went and he leaked those skins. That was the appreciation, how he expressed appreciation of Vaishnava. The things, he quoted a verse that Vaishnava who is chanting is superior to anyone. And also, practically, he waited for Mahaprasadam, another devotee's Mahaprasadam. Lord Chaitanya recognized Kalidas Thakur. There was an instance. There was a practice actually in Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya was washing his feet when entering the Jagannath temple. And he specifically said, no one can take the water from my feet. Lord Chaitanya was sometimes very merciful. Sometimes he was very heavy. He said, no one should touch. And devotees, Sarup Damodar and others, they were standing there and they did not allow. Although the closest, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions, the closest associates of Lord Chaitanya, they got the water by some trick. One day Kalidas came and he started to drink the water. You know, he was just drinking. Lord Chaitanya was there. His feet were washed and Kalidas was drinking. And then Lord Chaitanya said, are you satisfied? Now please stop. And then Lord Chaitanya glorified Kalidas and he established this. He said, is it here? Bhakta Paraduliara Bhakta Pada Jala Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha Tina Mahabalam. Is Lord Chaitanya speaking in Anchalila, 16th chapter, text 60. The dust of the feet of a devotee, the water that has washed the feet of a devotee, and the remnants of food left by devotee are three very powerful substances. Also Lord Chaitanya is appreciating devotee. How Lord Chaitanya is appreciating different devotees? He was carrying Haridas Thakur when his body was dead. Haridas Thakur left his body. And again, bodies, when they are dead, they become contaminated. You can get diseases. It's like if you touch body of a dead person, you have to immediately take shavadam. I mean, different things. We understand the principle. Lord Chaitanya was carrying Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya's gave great mercy to devotees who were preaching Krishna consciousness, who desired liberation of others above liberation of themselves. Like Prahlad Maharaj again. He says, Maunam Tvadasya Sharatam Sharanam Brahma. Maunam. Prahlad Maharaj also, he's sitting in the lap of Lord Nrisingadeva. And Nrisingadeva is asking him, what do you want? You know, I give you every boon. And he says, first, you said, I don't want any boon. I want first to pure devotion, like serve devotional service. But he said, no, I don't want devotional service. I don't want any boon for myself. I'm not only considered of my own liberation, he said. I am considered of liberation of others as well. Because I know that without devotional service to the feet of Nrisingadeva, Krishna is Nrisingadeva, there is no happiness. I forgot the Sanskrit. I apologize. So, who is Prahlad in Chaitanya Lila? Vasudev Datta. So Vasudev Datta prayed to Lord Chaitanya that he wants to, and Lord he wants to deliver everyone on the cost of his own suffering. That is another example. Lord Chaitanya's appreciation. He, of course, responded with great mercy to Vasudev Datta. So, okay, so let's, what should be next? Now I have like about five things that I can do next. Devotees appreciating devotees. Krishna is appreciating devotees. How Krishna can is appreciating. He even says that I cannot repay you. Naparayaham. In Bhagavatam. Devotees, we see that devotees, Krishna, are really very grateful personalities. I exactly know what I'll do next. Does Bhagavad Gita speak about association of devotees? Yes, at least one verse. Machita madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayanta shamam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. I selected this verse specifically because there is one interesting word there. Okay, the translation, just to remind you for those who do not remember. The thoughts of my poor devotees yet dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. What draw my attention when I was looking at this verse, because first I remembered, oh, this verse is talking about association of devotees. They are very joyful when they are discussing about Krishna. And then I said, okay, let me see the verse itself. And I found one interesting word here. Bodhayantaha. Bodhayanta, in word for word, bodhayanta means preaching. And in translation, means they're always enlightening one another. Devotees are enthusing one another. Oh, with Krishna consciousness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also is praying. Please enthuse me. I do not find the strength to carry on alone the Sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please bless me, enthuse me, whatever, inspire me, by giving me just one drop of faith with which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I am simply running behind you, shouting, Krishna, Krishna. There is one element here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur feels, I am dependent on the mercy of Vaishnava, which is an important point because actually Prabhupada, I just read in Gita, I read Gita occasionally. And I found a very interesting quote, which Prabhupada says that living entities, devotee, when devotee starts devotional service, is still, his hands and legs are tight. And devotees, in such devotee needs an assistance of someone whose hands are loose, who is advanced devotee. So I'm dependent. I'm tight. I cannot do anything. You know, I need instruction. I need guidance. I need to learn from someone who knows about Krishna, who knows about devotional service, who knows how to get me out of this entanglement, these shackles of material desire, material conditioning. The other element is I desire to be inspired by you. Devotee has the power to reveal Krishna. Devotee has the power to reveal knowledge. Divya Gyan Hride Prakashito. So devotee reveals knowledge. He has this power. Enthuses, preaches. So now I would like to do a group work. I mean group work. Work in pairs. Remember, when in the past you were enthused by devotees, how was it? What was happening? Who was there? What was the feeling like? Find some nice experience. Perhaps one of your most memorable Krishna conscious experiences with devotees. And please find a partner, and we'll have 5 minutes to discuss about this. So, how devotee enthused me. How association with devotees enthused me. Okay, after 5 minutes I'll remind you. Please find a partner. Is the instruction clear? Okay. 5 minutes. Okay, both partners, they shared? Or, yeah? Okay. So perhaps I would say two or three devotees would like to share in front of everyone. I was thinking, what would I say? You know, I would say, perhaps my first initiation was very powerful for me. So someone have, you know, someone would like to share? Someone is holding the hand. Okay, Kumari. Change with the Guru is very powerful. They're giving the blood. like in the trans, how is it called, like trans, when you get infusion, when you get the blood transfer, you need spiritual blood, they're giving, isn't it? Relationship with a guru. Someone else would like to share? Would like to share? Come on! Nothing was happening. Don't be shy. Prabhu. Both of you, first one, then the other. That was a very enthusing moment, like a very inspiring moment in life. If you would say the same thing perhaps in Prabhupada's time, would not be that strange because many people just join like that. But later on, devotees, they do not just go to the temple forever. Amazing experience. Yeah. Connected with the prasad, to the prasad. Rig? You know what I say? Yeah, Mahalakshmi.
Every day to Morat, or somebody who's coming to sing every day, hours and hours. So how do you think?
Thank you so much to everyone. Okay, this was the Siddhanta. Yes. Devotee is key. Yeah. Prabhupada key. Yeah. Topical class key. Yeah. You can take the song if you like. If you don't like, then you bring it here, please.